Black Lives Matter UK vows to continue fighting white supremacy after George Floyd trial. By Kurt Sindelka on April 21, 2021. The official Black Lives Matter UK organisation said that they will continue to fight against white supremacy and campaign to defund the police. Following Derek Chauvin being found guilty for the murder of George Floyd in the United States. The far-left activist group, which saw a resurgence in activity in Britain after Floyd's death, said after the verdict was announced that they were thinking of black people across the globe who live knowing this verdict will not prevent future abuses of police violence and police killings. We know justice won't come through the courts or through a government that is founded by and functions to maintain white supremacy, Ukblom wrote. The leftist organization said that they will continue with their actions in seeking our own liberation to end this racist violence. Defund the police and dismantle white supremacy. The British BLM branch declared. Another prominent BLM-style activist group, All Black Lives UK, joined in on the call, simply writing abolish the police. Left-wing politicians in Britain also reacted to the guilty verdict of Officer Derek Chauvin, including London Mayor Sadiq Khan, who wrote on social media, "My thoughts are with George Floyd's loved ones. I welcome the verdict, but by itself this won't heal the pain of their loss," which reverberated around the world. The guilty verdict must be the beginning of real change, not the end. Hashtag Black Lives Matter, Khan added. Labour MP David Lammy said, "No judgment can ever make up for murder. But it means everything that justice has been served tonight for George Floyd. Let this send a clear message both in the USA and across the world, hashtag Black Lives Matter." Prime Minister Boris Johnson, the leader of the notionally conservative party in Britain, wrote, "I was appalled by the death of George Floyd and welcome this verdict. My thoughts tonight are with George Floyd's family and friends." Conservative MP Sajid Javid, who served as the Home Secretary under former Prime Minister Theresa May, hailed the verdict, writing, "Justice. Black Lives Matter. RIP George Floyd." Responding to Javid, Reclaim Party leader and London mayoral candidate Lawrence Fox questioned if there are any Conservatives left in the Conservative Party anymore. Black Lives Matter want the police to be defunded, the end of the nuclear family and everything the vast majority of British people of all backgrounds wish to uphold, Fox said. Following the death of George Floyd in May of last year, Black Lives Matter launched nationwide protests in Britain, many of which devolved into violence, including attacks on police. Leftist radicals seized upon the moment to target historical statues and monuments in Britain, which they claim are representative of the supposed racism of the British Empire. In a notable example, BLM radicals tore down the statue of Sir Edward Colston in Bristol in June, chucking a monument to the British slave owner, businessman, and philanthropist into the local harbour over his ties to the slave trade. Leftist activists also targeted statues celebrating British historical figures such as Sir Winston Churchill, Queen Victoria, and even the Cenotaph, Britain's National War Memorial. The BLM activism has seen success in pushing its radical ideas in the UK, with many charities, museums, and educational institutions caving under the pressure and adopting more leftist rhetoric and agendas. Follow Kurt Sindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Sindelka.